Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes people can be pretty foolish. I don't mean to simply state the obvious, but it is a truth that bears out all the time. Often, people mess up by following very good and honest intentions, which just end up leading to rather poor outcomes. There are situations that you look back on what you have done and think, "Boy, that was stupid. Why did I do that?" Of course, it is much easier to look at what other people are doing in the moment and call out what they are doing foolish in the present. If hindsight is 20/20, then there should also be something called horizontal sight, or something like that, with which we can clearly see what others are doing wrong in the moment. There are many stories I'm sure we all have of friends, family members, coworkers, bosses, city or tribal council seat holders, county commissioners, presidents, so on and so forth, who have done things that we can immediately point to and say, "Why the heck would they ever do something like that?" We expect a lot from the people around us, especially our leaders. And it is even easier to point out when they are messing up in the moment than acknowledge them when we ourselves have screwed up. A story along these lines, it kind of takes the cake for me, proving beyond a doubt that some people can be just downright idiots, happened when I was in high school in a town not too far from where we lived. Just over the southern Minnesota border, there's a sleepy little community of about 800 people named Lanesboro. Regionally, the town is a well-known place as the starting point for a very popular rails-to-trails bike path, which draws families, church groups, schools, Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops, and all other sorts of folks to ride their bikes for several easy miles together before going on to eat ice cream and pie in town. The bike path is kind of like Hiawatha Trail on the Idaho border, but without the awesomely long tunnels and epic mountain views. Hey, it's Minnesota. What can you expect? Now, Lanesboro was also known for its quaint downtown buildings with a couple of cafes, an ice cream shop, and a well-situated bike shop. In this little town, in April 2002, Lanesboro's police chief, John Tushek, was moved to do something that he thought would be undeniably courageous, but instead proved to be a disastrous folly. Mr. Tushek was in love with a woman who lived in a downtown apartment above one of the stores that was so dearly cherished by this close-knit community. As relationships often go, she decided that they were not a good match and had broken up with him the previous weekend. Heartbroken, lovesick, and just downright off his rocker, Mr. Tushek came up with a plan to prove to her that he was a gallant gentleman that she could not bear to live without. Yes, indeed. This plan would prove him to be heroic and courageous beyond any doubt. She would once again see him for the dashing man he knew himself to be on the inside. And she would be so overwhelmed in admiration of his care for his life, for her life while risking his own, that she would have no choice but to take him back. What was this wonderfully chivalrous plan that the then officer Tushek came up with? He was going to set a small fire behind his ex-girlfriend's apartment. And then, when the timing was just right, rush in, put the fire out and reclaim the love of this woman he cared for with reckless abandon. That's right. He planned to commit arson on these historic downtown buildings that had been standing for over 100 years so that he could prove to be the chivalrous knight who would save his damsel in distress and her domicile. Well, as you might have guessed, things did not go according to plan. Officer Tushak did start the fire like he intended, but it was not a controlled burn. The flames quickly grew to a level that he could not contain and then spread to the two buildings on both sides of hers, wreaking over $500,000 in damage on the small downtown block. Fortunately, at least, nobody was hurt or killed in the fire. But needless to say, Mr. Tushak did not come out looking like a hero. He is now remembered in people's memories, police reports, court documents, and prison records as a criminal and a fool. To top it off, the ex-girlfriend whose love he was trying to reclaim ended up confessing his crime to investigators instead of confessing her love to him. Man, guys like him make me ashamed to be a man and think that we need to put up much better safeguards in our society to protect the world from our stupidity. The story of what happened in Lanesboro 16 years ago makes me think about the shepherds we heard about in our reading from Jeremiah. Officer Tushak had been entrusted as a leader of the peace and a leader of justice in his community. In fact, he was the only full-time police officer in this humble little village. He was nearly the sole protector of law and order in this southern Minnesota town. And yet, he used his training to convince himself that he could commit arson against his city's buildings while being well-trained enough to control the damage of his sins. It's like what Jeremiah prophesied against the leaders of Israel during his lifetime. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep in my pasture. They were like an officer of the law breaking the law. These shepherds who did not shepherd their sheep, but destroyed and scattered them instead. The judges, kings, priests, and scribes of the ancient kingdoms of Judah and Israel, let the descendants of Abraham be scattered from Zion and hauled off to exile. They were not shepherds at all, but faithless fools who could not keep their flocks intact. Their commission as leaders of the people was to protect them from enemies, lead them in the ways of justice toward the poor, widowed, orphaned, and immigrants, and to keep them faithfully adhering to the worship of their God. The kings and leaders of Israel and Judah failed at all of these responsibilities, and the people suffered as a result. Now, instead of just calling them out on their foolishness, though, and expecting these sheep-scattering shepherds to somehow wise up and become something different, God had a better plan in mind. Through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord told the people, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. God knew that the leaders who had led them into ruin would continue to be terrible shepherds. God did not trust the people to make a change on their own by reading a self-help book, working out more, and going on a bread and water only diet. I'm sure that's the equivalent of Weight Watchers back then. No, God did not expect them to do any of this. Instead, God told them through the prophet Jeremiah, I will gather the remnant of my flock. It is God who would step in and do the shepherding, and God who would bring back the chosen people who had been scattered by the sins of their kings. When Jesus came around, he faithfully fulfilled this role of the good shepherd that had been prophesied long before. Again, through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord said, "I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely." The Messiah was to come and reign as a king, but a king who was good, who was a good shepherd, instead of a bad one like the kings of old. Unlike them, this righteous branch of David would gather the sheep instead of scattering them and deal wisely with the people to bring them to salvation and security. This ancient prophecy about Jesus was fulfilled, Mark tells us, when Jesus went among the people, teaching, healing, and feeding them, saying that he had compassion on them because they were, quote, like sheep without a shepherd. Everywhere he went, the people came to him who were sick, hurting, and dying, and he healed them. He dealt wisely with them, understanding their needs and providing for them in the ways that were best suited to those needs. God does not leave us to suffer like scattered sheep forever. Though the people of Judah were hauled off to Babylon for the sins of their leaders, they eventually were brought back to the promised land. They rebuilt the city of Jerusalem and the temple and were reestablished in the land. Centuries later, the Good Shepherd came to this city at the center of God's chosen flock and suffered the foolishness of the mob who called for his blood. But the Good Shepherd had more wisdom than anyone else, prophesying that after he was crucified, he would gather everyone together at the heavenly throne of God. And there is nothing foolish about that. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.